Best of what's left of my Sunday night before the dawn arrives. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Everything's gonna be fine. Me, myself, and wine.
Time is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Ragtime America.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street as of April 1st, and open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from the Boulder Seniors Foundation, a nonprofit organization working with older adult services for the city of Boulder, sponsoring programs for senior citizens and providing grants to help local seniors remain in their homes. Donations and information may be found at boulderseniorsfoundation.org.
Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, we have kind of an interesting topic. There are a lot of composers and performers down through the annals of popular music that had one significant contribution, one big hit. One-hit wonder, sometimes they're called, and then they fade from the scene and you don't hear from them anymore. And so we're going to visit some of those tonight. I'm entitling this particular program, The Complete Works Of, and you fill in the blank after that. So I'll start it off with a name that I'm sure virtually nobody knows. From 1909, here is Twinkles, the complete works of Charles A. Gish.
Thank you.
was Tex Windham on the piano. And coming up next, for the year is 1909. The name of the piece is The Cutter. And this is the complete works of Elma Nay McClure. That was Nick Taylor there, and just we'll keep track of the enduring popularity of some of these works. I have 6 recordings of that, so that tells you that it hasn't been forgotten. And we'll move on now to another where I have 6 recordings of this. It's called The Texas Rag from 1905. And David Thomas Roberts will bring us the complete works of Callous Wellborn Jackson.
Thank you.
Nice work on that one. Moving on now to a piece by Imogene Giles. It's called Red Peppers from 1907. The artist is Tony Caramia. And I have 6 versions of this. So the complete works of Imogene Giles.
Support comes from Pro Musica Colorado Chamber Orchestra, presenting Springtime, featuring Vivaldi's Spring and Summer with violinist Yumi Wong Williams. Live streamed online May 1st at 7:30 p.m. More information at promusicacolorado.org.
Support comes from Tomain Tommy, providing audio services for special events. They have audio equipment available for rent and sound techs for hire. More information can be found at facebook.com/TomainTommy. That's spelled PTOMAINETOMMY.
Well, that was a magnificent performance of Red Peppers by Tony Caramia. Normally that's taken at a little faster clip, But Tony just does such an amazing job at a slower pace. He really brings out the quality of that piece. Okay, let's move on. From 1905, here is a piece called the Florida Rag. I have 7 versions of this, so as I say, it has remained popular. And this is the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra that will bring us the complete works of George Lowry. Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra there. Moving on now, the year is 1899. The title of the piece is Coon Hollow Capers. I have 8 versions of this, and we're going to have 2 people on 1 piano, 4 hands. Jack and Chris Bradshaw will bring us the complete works of Frank Gillis. Thank you. We're about halfway through the show, in case you joined us late. This is Ragtime America on KGNU, and we are doing one-hit wonders tonight, I guess. The complete works of, and you fill in the blank after that, because they wrote one ragtime piece, and it turned out to be quite popular, and they never wrote another one. So moving on from that, we come to a piece written in 1911 that has a little bit of mystery around it. It's called The Pride of the Smoky Row, and in parenthesis, Q, the letter Q, rag, and it'll be played by Gail Foner. Not quite sure where the name comes from, but we kind of think that it comes from acknowledgement of a location in the red light district of one of the towns that, like New Orleans or St. Louis or something like that. Anyway, here is Gail Foner on the piano to bring us the complete works of Joseph Wilcoxon. Thank you. Okay, moving right along here. We come to the year 1915, and this is Rosemarie Barr, who actually is the piano player for a Dixieland band. I can't think of the name of it right now, but they're out of Seattle, I know that. And so she has recorded this piece called Canadian Capers. I have 9 different versions of that. So here is the complete works of Henry Cowan, Gus Chandler, and Bert White. Okay, nice version of that. She really whipped that out. All right, moving on now to the Triangle Jazz Blues from 1917. It is a rag, despite the title. I have 9 versions of this. And so the... hang on a minute. Okay, the Down Home Jazz Band will bring us the complete works of Irwin LeClaire.
Okay.
Support comes from Plaru Homes, offering solutions for buying or selling mobile homes. Plaru Homes works with both new and old mobile home units. More information can be found at tom@plerooo-rei.com or by calling Shane at 720-600-7273. Plaru Realty is also on Facebook.com.
Help your favorite radio station with a vehicle donation. KGNU accepts all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and more. Donating is easy, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. Give online at kgnu.org or just call 1-844-KGNU-CAR.
Okay, back to our list now, the complete works of, and 1921 is the date. Keystone Rag is the name. Brian Wright is the artist, bringing us the complete works of Willie Anderson.
Thank you.
All right. Nice job there. Okay, let's go back to the year 1901. And carbolic acid is the title. Carb-barlic acid. Written by a man who was a pharmacist. Big surprise. Played tonight by Trevor Tischner. Here is the complete works of Clarence Wiley. Nice cakewalk there. Trevor Tischner on the piano. Good job, Trevor. Okay, I have 15 versions of this next one. Although written in 1915, it sort of remained in obscurity until it was dug out about 20 or 25 years ago, and then everybody and their brother decided to get out and record it. So we have a lot of versions. This one happens to be by the Nashville Mandolin Ensemble, who will bring us the complete Texas Rag, the complete works of David Guion. Thank you. Okay, we got a Hustle Along from 1905, a piece called The Cannonball. I have 18 versions of this. It's a real burner, so it's been very popular. So here is Wally Rose to bring us the complete works of Joseph Northup. Fade this one out because I've got to get this last one in here. I just absolutely have to do that. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America this evening. And we're going to go out with the complete ragtime works of George Gershwin, Rialto Ripples. Here is Stephen Stiller to take us out. Thank you. It's 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Nosh Boulder, a local food delivery service for restaurants in Boulder County, now hiring local delivery drivers. More information may be found at boulder.noshdelivery.co. That's boulder.noshdelivery.co.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street as of April 1st, and open daily from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
This recording is volume 3 in the series of unintended indiscretions before microphone and camera.
Thank you. still in here.